afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, your comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic.
Oh yeah.
I'm Beth Francis.
And I'm Gary Lucy here on NPR, over here to my left.
And this is our silent partner, but not always silent, Matt Belknap.
I'm very angry at both of you because now I'm going to have to adjust the levels in post.
Oh! No. Should we start again?
Start talking louder.
This, I'm over at the McDonald's next door here beforehand.
Don't give away our location.
Getting my Diet Dr. Pepper. Okay. And they're playing REM Radio Free Europe.
Okay.
The Hip Tone Mix, the original indie single, 7-inch before that is a hip McDonald's.
Where did they?
I don't know.
They're also sell. You know that's a retro McDonald's because they also sell the original chicken nuggets.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the ones that are all gristly and purple.
Still have these. Oh, those were the days. There's like beaks in there and everything. Back
Claw. McClaw.
Those were the days.
Gary, how have you been?
Oh man, I've been great. Everything's coming up Lucy these days. I cannot complain. And I'm happy. I'm excited about today's show. I've got better games to kind of redeem myself from foul trouble. And and I have this. This isn't something that this has escaped our view. We try to keep people abreast of. You know, what's going on in the music scene for, you know, people that are busy. We pay attention so you don't have to, and then we bring it to your attention.
He said, busy life. He said, pressed.
the new Garbage song, have you heard that?
I haven't.
Check it out. It's called Blood for Poppies. It's good.
You're going to play it for me?
Matt is, right?
What if you didn't? What if you just go, yeah, check that out.
It goes like this. La, la.
Some waka, waka, waka.
This is Shirley Manson, Butch Vig.
That's the Garbage. I saw the sign. That sounds pretty good, right?
Yeah, I like it. Where now, Shirley Manson, she's never made a solo album, right?
I don't think so. I don't. Yeah, she's been.
She's a puppet.
And it's kind of been a while since they had a CD, too, right?
Yeah. So now they're back. I don't know what the reason. They just they just had a layoff and.
Do they self-produce?
Yeah. Butch is on the
Butch produces
on the ones and twos and. Yeah, so that comes out May 15th, so pay attention to that. And this is something that you might have heard. I didn't realize how much I missed these guys, but this sounds pretty good too. From the Avengers soundtrack, it's a new track from Soundgarden.
Oh, so this is their first new track, studio track, in
long time.
Since the breakup.
I think so.
Okay, right now, Iron Man's putting his mask on.
Yes.
And Thor is shining up his hammer.
If you know what I mean.
The Hulk is doing whatever the Hulk does.
Smash! Could fit into the center of a hand. And then you found it wasn't you who held the sum of everything you knew.
Assemble!
Soundgarden assemble! Kim Thayil!
What do you think? You think this is the end credit song?
Yeah.
It does feel like it.
Yeah.
Setting up the sequel. Pat's going to see this six times in the first week.
I'm seeing it just... I'm just hoping that they kill Nick Fury because I am so tired of Samuel L. Jackson.
Popping up.
As soon as he pops up, I go, hey, there's Sam Jackson with an eye patch. I mean, I don't buy that he's even a character ever.
I used to love Sam... I still love Samuel L. Jackson, but, like, I don't know when it happened. He just sort of... He's transitioned into that phase of just being, like... Yeah, Samuel Jackson's here. What are you going to do about it? Like, he doesn't seem like he's trying anymore.
Even at the movie theater, whenever he comes up, the whole audience, there's that there's that knowingness from the audience. They're just like, mm-hmm. okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Is Spider-Man meant to make a little cameo in this?
There was talk of that, but I don't know. There's all kinds of, they want to surprise us with these superhero movies this year. Yeah. I'm hearing that they're saying that Joseph Gordon-Levitt might actually be playing the Joker.
What?
In Dark Knight Rises.
Huh.
There's all kinds of crazy rumors right now about that.
I love JGL, but man, that part is cursed. You don't want to.
Yeah. What's JGL?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Oh.
Sorry.
That was maybe a new band.
No, I was just talking about like a text speak. That's
yeah,
was,
okay.
We talk about it.
It's early.
Yes. LOL.
Man, oh man. So, do you do you have any more new business? Because
I don't have new business. Do you have something?
I got a hot game ready to.
Is it now? You told us you had a hot game one other time.
Yeah, that didn't work out. But this is good. Now, as a kid, probably like you, obsessed with the America's Top 40 countdown.
Oh yeah, yeah, every weekend. That would on AM radio probably.
Yeah, for sure. And I found some websites that a website that has like some actual cue sheets from the show.
Okay.
So I could have found charts, but these but just know that this is coming from a cue sheet, so it has like you know, all the station breaks and everything. And so we're going to play a Price is Right style game. First Matt will go and then you'll go.
Okay.
I'm going to read I'll zip through like the 20 songs that are on this page for you, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to tell me the exact month, day, and year that this was broadcast. But you're going to do it in less than a minute,
no,
Price is Right style. And here's basic strategy. First, you'll guess the year.
20 is a lot. You're going to name 20 songs?
You know, I'll name a certain number of songs, just like how they say,
name
like.
Name one.
How they say, like, Cremette's, the Big Macaroni, and the Great and Big Green Box. You know, and okay. It's like, you know, yeah. they tell you all the products first. The Wave Runner, you know, like that. So, so what you'll do is you'll, like, guess a year. I'll say higher or lower until you get it. Then you guess a month. And I'll say higher or lower. Now, you know, don't start with January and go higher, higher. Start with the middle.
Right, I got you. I got strategy.
Month, date, and year?
Month, date, and year. And okay. And you'll do it in less than a minute.
Date's going to be hard.
Just like in Price is Right. So let me get the...
You're going first, Matt?
Yeah, sounds
Matt's,
like it.
Matt's going right, first.
I predict the episode will be over by the time. I know you said it was going to be a minute, but this sounds so complicated and involved.
Sounds very complicated.
Okay, so here are the songs from this particular week. Hint: this was hosted by Shadow Stevens. This
okay, that's right in my wheelhouse. Right in my wheelhouse.
Not a Casey Kasem.
That is when I listened to the top
that
four.
That wig-wearing hump.
So we got number 10, Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Number 8, I'll Remember, Madonna. I'm sorry, Shine by Collective Souls on there. Anytime, Any Place by Janet Jackson. John Cicada, If You Go. Anytime You Need a Friend, Mariah Carey. You Mean the World to Me by Toni Braxton. Lisa Loeb, Stay. And I Swear by All for One. And
okay,
and Don't Turn Around by Ace of Base. Okay, are you ready, Matt?
Yes.
And go, give me a year.
1994.
Is correct. Okay, give me a month.
I'm going to say August.
Lower.
What does that mean? Earlier or later?
Yeah, earlier.
June.
Higher.
July.
Higher. I mean, no, that's it. July.
Oh, JK. July 15th.
Higher.
18th.
Higher.
25th.
Lower.
20th.
Higher.
22nd.
Higher.
23rd.
Yes. 24.7 on that.
I wish I was one of those
weirdos.
Wait,
you did that in 24.7
seconds.
Okay.
That's pretty amazing.
Now, if I can name the year at before you're done naming all the songs, is that fair?
Well, just like
but
save it. Just save
don't
it.
Bother because yeah, he doesn't clock start thing. The clock until
oh, okay,
until
he's done. Okay,
okay. So, but what I was going to say is this is a game that would help to be one of those weirdos who knows exactly which day of the week any given day of
yes.
any given year is. You know what I mean?
Probably, weird, right?
Oh, is that 1972? Well, that was a Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm the opposite. I'm the guy that wakes up and goes, well, what day is it?
Yeah, me too. I don't know what day it is.
And then, I open the window and a kid yells out, well, today is Christmas Day.
Go fetch me a lamb. I don't know why I switched it to
yeah,
lamb.
Yeah, why a lamb?
The one big as me.
What if he's vegetarian? Go fetch me some okra. Is that a vegetable?
Yes.
I don't know. Go ahead. Let's play this game.
Okay, Pat, yours. Your list includes number 10, Touch of Grey, Grateful Dead. Lost in Emotion, Lisa. I Heard a Rumor by Bananarama. Can't We Try, Dan Hill with Vonda Shepherd. Doing It All for My Baby, Huey Lewis. When Smokey Sings, ABC. And going back up the thing here. Here I Go Again, Whitesnake. Eddie Money, I Want to Go Back. La Bamba by Los Lobos. And Didn't We Almost Have It All, Whitney Houston, and I Just Can't Stop Loving You by Michael Jackson. Okay. That, Pat wow, Francis.
The last one threw me.
Are you ready?
Yes.
And go.
1987.
Is correct.
August.
It's higher.
September.
Correct.
September 15th.
Higher.
September 22nd.
Lower.
September 19th.
Yes. 11.1 seconds. That was really good.
God damn it.
All right. So this round of Chart Price is Right, Pat Francis is the winner by a wide margin.
That was fun.
That's, yeah. That was an okay game.
I didn't think it was going to be.
I thought it was going to suck, but that was really that was good.
Thank you for that vote of confidence.
Well, as you were explaining it, I was like, "This is going to be impossible."
I'm bad at explaining. That's the downfall of most game shows. Is like the
how to explain it.
How to explain it, and you have to keep that part. That's why.
Yeah, Pat knows that from 20 years of failing at pitching.
That's right. I was going to guess 85 until you said Whitesnake, and then I was like, 87.
Then you knew.
Yeah, that was
the one. That's the breakout.
I forgot that I Just Can't Stop Loving You was on Bad. That confused me.
So we'll have to play that again sometime.
Right, and I like Gary. We're not a video podcast, but if you listen to Never Not Funny, Gary is positioned in the Jimmy Pardo gold microphone seat with the what do you call that thing again in the front there?
It's a windscreen.
A windscreen, right?
Yeah. And it's a meshy one.
It's that's a lot of business going on.
There's a shock mount.
There's a shock mount.
This is all new because Jimmy broke the microphone a few weeks ago, and so I had to get some more.
Are you ever going to get those for everyone?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't think we really need it, but maybe.
Sweet. Yeah. All right. Well, are we ready for the topic today, Gary?
Let's do it. You know, Matt had a minute. You had a minute. That's 2 minutes.
That is 2 minutes, which brings us to our topic this week. We're doing something called 2 Minute Warning, and these are going to be songs that clock in at under 2 minutes long. Now, we're going to be playing good songs today. We're not going to be playing songs like this.
Like this. Is that Yoko?
Yes.
How long is that?
That clocks in at a minute 35.
Man.
I have the real times here, Mac.
Okay.
Feels but, endless.
Hey, that's from the Grammy Award winning album of the year, Double Fantasy.
You can't get over the fact that won a Grammy and half of it is garbage.
I can't.
Let it go. The other half is legendary.
Play those lyrics again. Play the first part. Play what she said.
First of all, she sounds like the guy from the B-52s.
That's right.
She sings something like, eyes are cold, bed is cold, songs are bad, lyrics suck. Okay.
If she never would have married that guy, she would still be remembered, you know, today. Well, I mean, she's still alive, but right. she was a very important figure in the art world, in the Fluxus movement.
Doesn't mean that you should sing.
Listen to her music.
Put pen to paper.
Well, here's the thing.
Sing.
She may have, gone from art into music, but we never would have had to hear it.
That's true.
It would have been this obscure art world thing, and it would have been revered and celebrated in the art world.
And what's ironic is the title of that song is Give Me Something, and then in this song she says, Give Me Something Better. Yes! Please, give me the track that comes after this that John Lennon sings.
So yeah, that was my guiding principle. Songs that are good and kind of like don't seem too short, seem like fully realized. You know, there's a lot of like, you know, interludes or those like rap skits or something that are on those albums that are under 2 minutes. But
I have fully formed 2 minutes and under songs.
Why don't you lay one on us?
Okay, let's start with I think this is track one from My Aim Is True. This is Elvis Costello, Welcome to the Working Week.
Yes, sir.
Now that your picture's in the paper being perfectly admired, you can have it, a one that you have ever desired. All you gotta tell me now is wow, 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 wow. Welcome to the working week. Oh, I know it don't thrill you, I hope it don't kill you. Welcome to the working week. You gotta do it till you better get to it. I love you, family, and your children.
That's a great way to kick off your album.
Great way to kick out the album. And during my college radio days, like at one point I had the Monday 6 a.m. shift, and I'd always play that as my first song.
And I'm going to be giving you the times on these. That song clocks in at a minute and 24 seconds.
All right.
That's under 2 minutes.
That is a lot of rock packed into there.
Hey, I'm going to be seeing Elvis Costello and the Imposters this Tuesday.
Oh, you're lucky. That's going
to
be fun.
I'm gonna stalk that guy and get him to sign my sign my sunglasses. Gary?
I can't see. Okay, this is the most sadness packed into the shortest package. This is like a time release pill.
Should I just start playing it now? Because yeah. I think it's a long lead.
Yeah, why don't you just get going?
You can talk over.
This is,
it's got to be less than 2 minutes.
Good time.
Oh, wait, I was wrong. They jump right in. I'm thinking of the instrumental version from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
That is a long lead.
Yeah. It's very long. Never comes to fruition.
Is this the Smiths?
Yeah, it's the Smiths. Here's the comes at that. Please, 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 let me, let me, let me, let me get what I want this time.
Now, Pat, you don't know the Smiths, but you recognize that.
I probably recognize a ton of Smiths music.
I just mean because it's in that depressing montage in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Right.
Okay. A minute 54 of pure sadness, and I don't put up a lot of YouTube videos, but if you go to my YouTube channel, I have I found this clip of like a sad koala bear eating an apple, and I put that song on it, and it really works.
It does work.
Yeah, I'll put that up on our.
Oh, that is page. Awesome.
Yeah,
that is rich.
Or you could look at. I think it's called Emo Koala Bear. If you look at.
That's awesome.
Well, let's keep with the mellowness. Then yeah. We will go to a song that clocks in at a minute and 24 seconds. This is Simon and Garfunkel from Bookends, and this is Bookends.
Oh. It's like about us. It was a time of innocence, a time of confidences. Long ago it must be, I have a photograph. Preserve your memories, they're all that's left you.
And that's it. That is it. Four lines.
That's all you need.
And yeah. You're saying, I think we're all Simons at this table, though.
We're all Simons?
There's no Garfunkels at this table.
In terms of, like, hair or
singing ability? I don't
know. In terms
of, well, we're all geniuses. I don't know.
That's why we got to get Micucci in here. Get a Garfunkel in there.
That's right. We don't... I don't know. We're not tall, so I guess that's why I said we're all Simons.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
maybe that's it. And we have something to prove.
And we're cranky.
And I do blow people off when they ask for an autograph.
You do blow people off, and you. If I ask you if you're a genius, you say, "Of course I am."
Did you say that?
Probably. That's a nice 1968.
Well, let's move to another one of these.
When were you born, Matt?
74.
Ah, wow. This predates you by a lot.
Wow.
You just said 78.
68.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. That Bookend's definitely in the CD rack of the gods, I would say. And here's another one. It's a Shame About Ray. Sorry, I'm sorry if I played this before, but this is the track that I would use most for the filler of mixtapes because it was short. It's a minute and 51 seconds.
When you would make a mixtape, like would you in a mix CD? Uh-huh. Do you try to use every single second allowed to you? Because I do.
More on the tapes, especially for that side one, run out. But sometimes the CDs could get a little sketchy if you like put too much in there.
Remember when you would make a mixtape like from album to cassette? That took some.
Took some doing. You had to want to do
it. You had to drop the needle just right so you didn't get or you had to let off the pause just so you didn't.
Wow, that's before my time.
It was an art
form. That was tough,
I did
buddy.
Tape to tape.
Tape to tape?
And I did CD to tape, but never.
Never album to tape?
Never record to tape.
And I remember whenever I would buy a brand new album, I would want to get it right on tape immediately before it started to get dusty and poppy and
scratchy. Yeah, before it got
scratchy.
Decayed. Now people pay for that.
I know. Now they go, sort of you thing. Know what? It's the warmth of vinyl. Go
the
ahead.
Warmth of my ass.
I'm sorry, I was interrupting you.
This song rocks, and it has like a funny little interlude. It is the Lemonheads and Bit Part.
I just want a bit part in your life. I just want a bit part in your life.
I want a bit bit part in your life. Rehearsing all the time. I just want a bit part in your life. Little more than a cameo. Nothing's from that when I go.
I just want a bit part in your life. A five and under. So I don't have to sit in the extras trailer, but you know, I don't need the SAG minimum.
Maybe a little craft service here.
That's it. That's all I need. That's all I need from you, baby. What do you got?
Who was that again?
The Lemonheads.
The Lemonheads.
You need that album. You'll love it so much. It's a Shame About Ray. It's got their cover of Mrs. Robinson.
Who's that? Evan Dando? Just sure. Saying that guy's hot. I mean, what?
What was the... I never knew the story about what the title of that album meant. Do you know?
I think it just has something to do... I think like in Australia, it has something to do with Australia. And I think they call people Ray for some reason. Like I don't know what the American equivalent would be, like
Mac
dude or something. Yeah, Mac or buddy. Yeah, but they would say Ray.
I made you say a Sheryl Crow lyric.
Damn it! All right, what time is it?
I remember when that Mrs. Robinson cover came up. I would just walk around and in my head I would think, Evan Dando, are you trying to seduce me? But I would always think that.
The answer was yes.
Hey, my next song, it's from 1992. It's going to clock in at, it's getting close to 2 minutes. It clocks in at 1 minute and 57 seconds.
That's close.
This is Suzanne Vega, When Heroes Go Down.
When heroes go down. Don't expect any slow, careful, settle in the place. I heard you say you look out for the feet of clay, that someone will be falling next without the chance for last respect. You feel the disappointment. Heroes go down.
I think that's her best album, 99.9 Fahrenheit Degrees. I think that's good top to bottom.
Is an awesome sounding album. Is that Mitchell Froom, right?
Yeah. He produced it. And if you just know Luca or Tom's Diner, just try this out because it's good. It's really good.
A lot of cool sounds. And the story I always remember about her is, the Smithereens and mm-hmm. Pat DiNizio.
Yeah.
He talks about like coming up in the 80s and having an office job and Suzanne Vega was his boss. So, could you imagine?
How funny is that?
Yeah, that'd be like.
I wonder if either one of them were aware that the other one had musical ability.
Oh, I wonder. Yeah,
they ran into each other at the coffee house one night. Wait, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? You called in sick today.
and then he turns the table and Ms. Vega, you're late, and she says, "I'm sorry, I was sitting at the diner." just like track of time is always.
And then he goes, "Look, the reason I didn't come to work today is I had a fever. I 99.9 Fahrenheit degrees.
That's it.
I had to stay home."
Oh, the kid upstairs is getting abused again. I just couldn't sleep. Wait a minute.
I remember the first time I saw the Suzanne Vega. It was on. Remember that USA had that show Up All Night.
Up All Night, yeah.
And they showed the Luca video.
Sure.
Or no, they didn't. They showed. I saw
Marlena on the Wall.
Marlena on the Wall.
Yeah.
Which is a great tune.
Yeah, that right. was. That was. Yeah, she was good.
I like her.
See you. Let's see here. Let's go to.
I thought you were leaving. I thought you were going to see you later.
See you later.
Leave the room.
I'm out. But not before we hear. Gem. This was. Boy, I don't know why this band didn't catch on. I think they're from Oklahoma, and they were.
There's kinda, your answer.
That was it. They were kind of like a post Weezer kind of pop group with a little bit of dissonance and alt flavoring in there, and they're called the Starlight Mints, and it's a minute and 59 seconds. This song is called Submarine Number 3. He's got a cello. Got some dissonance in there. Was that a train coming by? Going out to James Cameron and his submarine thing. What an asshole. I hate that guy.
You don't like James Cameron?
No.
He loves the Titanic.
All right. No, it's fine. Yeah, what can you do?
I don't know.
You got to, I mean, I guess it's better than going the other way. Most of those billionaire dudes go hot air balloon, but he's going opposite direction. It's going under the sea.
Yeah, he's trying to beat that Virgin Megastore guy. Exactly. What's that guy's name? Branson.
Branson.
You going up? I'm going down.
Oh, man. Billionaire problems. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Hey, based on the sound of the Starlight Mints, I would have to imagine that submarine was yellow.
Yeah, I guess so. Huh? That was trippy. Trippy. Nice. Have you shown your kids Yellow Submarine?
Rita has seen it.
Does she care for it?
No, I remember she would always want to watch it, and then she would just kind of be disinterested in.
Yeah.
They weird. Don't. It's coming out on DVD in May.
Oh, it hasn't been out.
I think they pulled it, but now it's going to be like all revamped. You know, just the audio and the picture are going to be.
You're gonna make it interesting,
cleaned up,
top notch. Yeah. And the Beatles don't do the voices in that.
No, they don't. It's Dawes Butler and June Foray, the great voice actors.
Is it really them?
No.
I was going to say.
No, that'd be funny.
It's Billy West.
Yeah, Billy West.
Ringo!
Hey, John. I was speaking that way. Me and Preston saw that Three Stooges movie.
Oh, you did last night?
Hilarious.
Really?
Did you see it last night?
Yeah, we saw it.
I would have gone with you. I almost said,
man, we should have given you a jingle.
What, is there any swearing in it?
There's no swearing. It's PG and a lot of violence.
A lot of violence. Any suggestive sexuality?
Well, it's got Sofia Vergara, who's like human suggestive.
When she comes on, no matter what, she's in a Revlon commercial, whatever she's in, I have to excuse myself from the room.
Exactly. Got some business to take care of. It's made with like a lot of care and love. There's a lot of cool music. It's like, you know, you said like something like Marmaduke's a big bag of bullshit or something. But
this is good.
Yeah, they really cared about what they were doing.
The Farrellys come out at the end and tell kids not to do this at home.
They do, but it was they're like played by male models, so it's pretty funny.
Oh, that is funny.
I'm Pete Farrell.
I will tell anyone, go to IMDb and see the actor who plays Mo. You will not believe it's the same guy.
Yeah, it's so strange. He is like his face, and
he is like a stud. Yeah. This guy, he looks amazing.
Oh, wasn't Colin Farrell supposed to play it at one point?
Well, you know what? It's funny because I've seen some pictures of Mo, and he looks like Colin Farrell-ish. But
Mel Gibson was going to do it. He's a good-looking guy.
Let's face it, Mo got a lot of pussy.
Well, it's the hair.
Yeah, it's the hair.
Gotta be the haircut.
Don't let that hair. I mean, like, he doesn't have to be ugly. He's just his personality is a little ugly.
He's a take-charge guy.
he gets so mad so quickly.
Yes, he does.
Quick to anger. Fiery, passionate.
Mo, you want a glass of water? Of course I don't. Chowder head, clonk. Swing me.
They were all abused as children.
You think they were?
That is the backstory.
Their name is Curly. They live on the second floor.
Hey, I'm going to 1977. This is a gentleman. His name is Bob Welsh.
Oh, man.
Now, let me tell you something about this guy. This guy was in Fleetwood Mac for 5 years. He recorded 5 albums with Fleetwood Mac. He was the guitarist right before Lindsey and Stevie joined.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, when they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, he was the only member not inducted, not invited to be inducted. I don't know how you can do that.
Wow.
I mean, how can you? He was there for recorded 5 original studio albums with them, and then.
And they were successful. They obviously weren't as successful. They became the most successful band in the world after that. But
yeah, but I mean, they.
Still, they were.
Right.
A big band.
Yeah, so that's.
Bob Welch knows what he did. He knows why.
So this is from his debut solo album called French Kiss, mm-hmm. and this song clocks in at 1 minute 54 seconds. This is called Lose My Heart.
Oh.
I've said it's true. There's always one that loves more. What I wanna know, do I wait for you? Or is it me that you're waiting for? You made me lose my heart. Oh, you made me lose my heart. But the thing I got to own, did you lose your heart to me?
Now I know what the joke's gonna be. Oh, that's the reason he wasn't inducted. But no, he has some great couple of great solo albums, and so funny because like Christy McVie and Lindsey Buckingham play on his solo albums, and yet they couldn't say, I think maybe Bob should be here to get this award.
The only song I know from him is that Sentimental Lady.
Sentimental, and maybe Ebony Eyes.
Oh, Ebony Eyes.
Yeah, and those are all off French Kiss.
Oh man, I gotta get me that French Kiss.
Yeah,
that sounds really good.
A French kiss?
The you know that, this... that particular.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay.
All right then.
Whatever.
Hey, Pat, you remember the soup dragons?
Yeah, they're on Game of Thrones, right?
I think so, right? Yeah, exactly. They're good on there.
You have a lot of your things today are food related. We had some mints.
Yeah.
We had some lemon heads.
Well, look at me. Come on.
If you're homeless, we had garbage. So, I mean, a lot of...
Wow. Yeah, I guess a lot of these are...
So, let's hear. What do you got from the...
Well, Soup Dragons, they had like this top 10 hit with... I'm free to do what I want. Yeah. Like, kind of like a trip-hoppy sort of...
That's a Rolling Stones.
Exactly, yeah. They wrote, don't be afraid of your freedom. That was, that was like some sort of like later incarnation. When they came out, they were so cool. They were kind of more of like a Buzzcocksy outfit. And as proof of that, from their debut album, Hang 10, a minute and 47 seconds, Just Mind Your Step, Girl, the Soup Dragons. Much cooler, I think, but, you know, hey, whatever, if you want to have hits, that's your business. Whatever.
Oh.
Anyway, so over to you, Pat.
We're going to go to this little lady who enjoys hanging out with a couple of guys named the Blackhearts.
Okay, sure.
And this song is 1 minute long.
Oh, right.
And this is a theme to the Mary Tyler Moore Show. It is called cool. Love Is All Around, and let's hear Joan Jett's take.
All right.
Who can turn the world on with a smile? Who can take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile? What a secret, and you should know it. These words and every little movement you show it. Love is all around. No need to fake it. You can do it now. Why don't you take it? You're gonna make it after all.
And then at the end, she throws a leather thong in the air.
Because she's going to make it, after all.
It came down between this and the Goo Goo Dolls singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. And this one.
I think you went the right way. We actually watched some Mary Tyler Moore this weekend. Me and Jane did. It's on. They show it on Hallmark Channel.
Oh wow!
And it looks like somebody's like old VHS copies of it. It just looks terrible.
I know it's not in high def or anything. It's just.
But what it holds up. It's really funny.
Yeah.
Ted Knight. Oh my God! What a genius.
Did Mary get laid on that show? Did she ever hook up?
No. Some guy was trying to drop the hammer on her, and she wasn't having it.
What's wrong with her?
I'm sure she did it, but. But, you know, just
there was
not,
no
just,
talk about it.
Just not with this loser.
Who did it on that show? Did Phyllis do it?
Oh, man. Phyllis was always at it. Wasn't she? Her
Rhoda,
and Lars.
Rhoda was doing it.
Oh, man. You know.
Her Rhoda. And Joe.
Joe.
And I think, and then Betty White's character was doing it.
I think Mary got it in the butt from John Amos.
What?
What? That's conjecture.
That on a very special episode of MTM. Hit me with something.
Okay, sorry. I'll play I brought in my favorite TV theme of all time.
Okay.
It's a little more obscure, but this thing is just like, talk about Yellow Submarine. This is the Edrisi Brothers, and it's the theme from Nanny and the Professor.
Oh, okay.
Check out this.
Soft and sweet, wise and wonderful, who are mystical, magical Nanny. Since the day that Nanny came to stay with us, fantastic things keep happening. Is there really magic in the things she does? Or is love the only magic thing that Nanny brings? You know our Nanny showed us you can make the impossible happen.
Isn't that lovely?
You know what, though?
Never even heard of this show.
Because Nanny was hot.
Nanny was so hot.
And when I hear this song, it all rings like sexy and dirty to me.
Yeah, I think about it.
You see what it
is? Oh, yeah.
Rewind it, listeners, and listen to those lyrics again, and you'll be like, oh, yeah, I see what Pat's thinking.
I met Juliet Mills in 2000 or something, I guess, when she was on Passions. And, you know, she's like in her 60s or something.
Right.
But, still a handsome woman.
I know.
I tell you.
Well, this is weird because this next song I'm going to play it clocks in at 1 minute and 2 seconds. But it was not a TV theme song, but it was used on a TV show called Extras, the Ricky Gervais show. This is Cat Stevens, for the Tillerman.
Nice.
This was like the end credits of every show.
Bring tea for the Tillerman, steak for the sun, wine for the woman who made the rain come. Seagulls sing your hearts away as wild sinners sin, the children play. Oh Lord, how they play and play for that happy day, for that happy day.
So that was Cat Stevens. He's no longer Cat Stevens.
Yusuf Islam.
He is now Al Qaeda dog.
No!
And no, he's not?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought he was Al Qaeda dog.
Peace loving Muslim.
Oh, okay. No, Cat Stevens. I love Cat Stevens. Matt is shaking his head. He is actually the silent partner right now.
Have we, as a country.
You actually blushing. Are you Al Qaeda?
Yes.
Okay.
So embarrassed that you've found me out.
Sleeper cell. This whole organization is. Yep. Have we, as a nation, reached our Ricky Gervais saturation point?
I will say yes, because I haven't even watched that new show.
Didn't watch the short guy show.
Yeah. And then there's some other show, too.
He's got his cartoon show.
Came out of nowhere.
He's got the cartoon show. Yeah. I'm like on a kick right now. I've been watching. I watched when I was sick a couple weeks ago. I finally watched my Extras DVDs.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That was a good show.
That was a good show.
Yeah.
And then I watched, and I do watch the cartoons thing. And I do watch Life's Too Short. And he's got some new thing on in the UK called, I think, Derek, where he plays a mentally challenged guy, which I would like to see.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And it's more drama, I think. I mean, it's like drama comedy, but...
Hmm.
I mean, the thing about the animated thing is, like, if you listen to the podcast, it's just the same stuff. It's the same material.
It is. They just do that thing, like, if you were telling a story on Never Not Funny, they would animate the story.
Yeah, I don't need to see that. I actually think it makes it worse. Like, I like to imagine it when I'm hearing a story.
I know what you mean, and that's how I felt when that show first came on, and now I've come around to liking it a little bit more because that Carl Pilkington. Funny, the other night when we were it was on the other night, and Pilar goes, you know what, in this show, Stephen Merchant, he's the, or is it Merchant?
Merchant.
She goes, Stephen Merchant, he's the Matt Belknap of this. And then I turned to her, I go, well, then that would make me the Carl Pilkington.
Oh, man.
We've been saying that for 6 years. Why are you just picking up on it now?
Because I've tried to ignore it for 6 years.
If the hair doesn't fit, don't wear it.
Well, I'm just going to say that we're all Paul Simons. Go ahead. Go ahead, Gary. Your turn.
All right. We couldn't do like a short song show without some kind of punk rock. And I was just like, I wish Minuteman or Ramones, what's it going to be? And I said, oh, here, this is something I've been meaning to play. This is a seminal punk tune, speaking of Game of Thrones, that actually introduces itself. It's Wire 12XU. Check it out.
All right. Here it is. Again. And it's called 12XU! You're in a mag, it's in a mag. So you're in a mag, it's in a mag. So you're in a mag, it's in a mag. So you're in a mag, it's in a mag. Yeah!
That's from the album Pink Flag. Everybody needs that. Wire, a lot of different permutations. That was like 77. Then they came back in the mid-80s with kind of like a smooth electronic sound.
And is he saying, saw you in a mag, you were kissing a man?
I think you were in a Mac. And okay. You were kissing a man.
Oh, I thought it was mag, too.
Yeah, I thought maybe like he was looking at a magazine.
Oh, maybe you were in a mag.
And then it's like, well, why were you looking at that magazine?
Oh, maybe that was it.
Now it's on you, brother.
That's right. Because later on she's like, saw you in a mag, and she's smoking a fag, it says, with a cigarette.
Okay, yeah, I know.
So that must be, oh, wow, that makes so much more sense now. I thought he was like spying on her in the
rain. That'll be on our Misheard Lyrics show.
Misheard Lyrics show, that's a good idea. Let me write that down.
We'll just jump right into my next song because it goes right along with what Gary just did with the punk rock. Let's hear it.
Right.
Ramones. Cretan Hop.
We accept you. We accept you.
You could basically play any Ramones song. Are any of them over 2 minutes?
Actually, yes. I thought a lot more would pop up, but... there's only like four or five that are under 2 minutes, but then the songs that are under 3 minutes, there's a gazillion of them. Yeah.
But that's another show.
That is
under 3 minutes.
Under 3 minutes. You'd get so many.
That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I've got three more, but I don't know that I'll get to all those, but it's your turn anyway.
How's about, let's go back to our old friend, Kim Shattuck and the Muffs. And, listen to this one. This is a minute 47 on and on. Listen. Rocking out, cool bridge in this. I just like to hear that little bridge part there. That was from Blonder and Blonder. You need that if you don't have that yet. Get that, people.
You have to have that. He's right. Good. Right after she was on the show, I went and I got it.
Oh, good for you.
Or did I get it before she was on the show?
I don't know.
Either way, I got it.
You need it.
I'm gonna go with... I'm going to give love, as I always like to do, to Freddie Mercury. This is from Sheer Heart Attack. This is Queen with Misfire.
Some Sheer Heart Attack?
Yeah, he was in my left can, and then he jumped over to my right can.
What are you doing, Freddie?
Yeah, Freddie, stay still in the studio. Where'd he go? He's running around.
You don't know what can that guy's going to be in next. What?
Oh.
All right. Sheer Heart Attack.
Not prepared.
Pat, you know me. I love show tunes. I love standards, and I love the seductive rhythms of the samba. And here's one that brings all those together. It's from the album Latin a la Lee, Peggy Lee and The Surrey with the Fringe on top.
All right. That's Tom Cruise's daughter, right? Surrey with the Fringe on top.
That's right, yeah.
Chicks and ducks and geese better scurry when you take me out in the Surrey. When you take me out in the Surrey with the Fringe.
Cha-cha-cha.
On top.
Cha-cha-cha.
How authentic is that?
Very nice.
When what? You drive them high steps, what was the idea here?
It was,
the
know.
Shutters and their eyes.
Cha-cha-cha. Well, people like things spicy, but not too spicy, Matt. That's the idea.
Well, it's a good thing that the source material didn't come from a specific region or area that has nothing to do with Latin America. I can't hear that song without thinking of When Harry Met Sally, you know, and Billy Crystal. They're in Sharper Image and he's playing with a karaoke machine and his ex-wife walks in. And then he's singing that. Oh, no. Is he singing it or is Meg Ryan singing it?
Oh, yeah, I remember. And then his ex-wife says, I'll have what she's having.
No, but then later, like, he has a meltdown, right? And he goes, and then you're singing Surrey with a Fringe on top in front of Ira. And that's the guy that his ex-wife is now with. So awesome.
That is a good movie.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I have two more, but I'm only going to play one more. So I'm sorry to the police. I'm not going to be playing Miss Grandenko. Although I do a quick funny story. I saw the police at at Dodger Stadium, and Scott Aukerman was with us, and this was before he was engaged or married. Mm-hmm. And I kept saying, you gotta propose tonight at the show. And he's like, I'm not, you know, that's never gonna happen. I go, yes, you have to propose tonight. Get up on the big screen and propose. And he goes, I will propose if they play Miss Grindenko. And they didn't.
But he got married.
That's so cool. I'm gonna jump to a song that no one can deny in the room. I don't think it's from 1969. It's one of the little pieces at the end of Abbey Road. This is Golden Slumbers.
What's this now?
Once those away.
It's the Beatles? They had a cartoon with Dawes Butler did one of the voices.
Once those away to get back home.
Getting a chill.
Sleep pretty, darling, do not cry. And I will sing a lullaby. Golden slumbers fill your eyes. Smiles awake you when you rise. Sleep, pretty darling, do not cry. And I will sing a lullaby.
Boy, that's good.
Gorgeous.
That is so good.
I will sing a lullaby. Oh, you got to carry that weight.
See, Daddy, I'm trying to sleep.
He's almost asleep.
Paul, what are you doing? I just changed the nappies and now the baby's awake. I'm sorry, love. I was on the pipe. Do you got one more, Gary, and then I'll play us out with something new?
I do, indeed. This is a group that kind of took an Abbey Road approach, had little orchestral song fragments in their great album, Dusk at Cuba's Castle. Although, strangely, a lot of those songs were called Green Typewriter, and they were all different, but it's weird. But we're going to hear this one called Jumping Fences. It's the Olivia Tremor Control on Rock Solid. The full name of that album is Music from the Unrealized Film, Dusk at Cuba's Castle. And I kept waiting for some hipster to make a Dusk at Cuba's Castle movie, but maybe I'm the man for
the
hipster.
You're the guy to do it.
I've got an energy.
Well, I like this show. I like the two-minute warning.
Yeah, really.
We had some a lot of eclectic songs. We got a lot of familiar voices.
New things, old things.
New things, classic things.
Classic things. It was a rock solid show.
So I'm going to play us out with something new. This is a band that's been around for 42 years. They've had recording albums for 42 years since 1970. Is my math right? Yes.
Just about.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Before you go.
Yeah, go. I'm sorry, Gary.
Tell a friend about Rock Solid. Yes. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter.
Follow us on Twitter. Also follow us individually on Twitter. I'm Pat_Francis.
I'm Gary Lucy with three U's.
Easy to remember.
I don't tweet a lot, but when I do, I make it count.
You're verified, though, so they'll know that.
Yeah, they'll know it's me.
And it's at Rock Solid Show. Right?
At Rock Solid Show on
just
Twitter.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening. And write a nice review, and we appreciate it. This is from one of my favorite bands. This is their 20th studio album after 40 years. Still recording. This is UFO from the album Seven Deadly. This is the first track, Fight Night.
Cowbell.
Now, get out a message that my mother knows. I'm held captive. Stay.